And it is today's topical currents, Joseph Cooper with you, along with Bonnie Berman. And again, we both urge you to make your pledge during our regional and local programming. That's very important.
And the number is 1-866-247-9576, or you can always pledge online at WLRNradio.org.
And remember that supporting your station during local and regional programming is very important because it gives our station, make that your station, a unique South Florida feel. Again, the pledge line, 1-866-247-9576. I suppose you probably haven't heard that enough. It's also easy to use our membership website. That's WLRNradio.org. Well, today we bring you one of our favorite segments. And being the holiday season, you might want to get a gift idea for the favorite cook in your life. It's Linda Gassenheimer's annual kitchen gadget extravaganza. Linda, we have a lot of paraphernalia before us, including some of your all-time favorites. The Linda Gassenheimer Hall of Fame gadgets.
There you go, there you go. You know, kitchen gadgets are so much fun. Well, I happen to love them. But even my friends who don't cook love to get the gadgets. So it's fun to have them. They're just fun. And I thought we could test some of them.
And they're cool.
They're really cool. Yes. And Bonnie's very excited about it. I think she's going to steal half of them.
I'm going to fight you for them, Linda.
She also has a mean-looking knife right next to her.
That's right. You got to be careful.
And I'm next to her also.
And also, just to let you know that everything we've mentioned on air is going to be on my website, dinnerminutes.com, with the name and where you can get them and the price. And also with us is Fred Tasker, our favorite wine columnist. Fred, have you got any wine gadgets for us?
If you've got food gadget, I've got wine gadgets.
I'll bet you have. All right, so let's start because I've got so many to go. In front of you, Bonnie, is a canister.
Okay.
And I've grouped these into categories. This is storage categories. Now, this is a vacuum canister. Go ahead and open it.
Okay.
Okay, so you can hear the air coming out. Now just lift it off.
Okay, that was the air coming out.
And she's going to break it.
No, okay. I'm going to lift it
no
up.
No more saggy crackers or chips. Open it up. There's a bag of potato chips in there. It's been there over a month.
A month?
Are they low fat?
Never mind. Just put it in your mouth.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Crunchy. Oh, what a great sound effect.
Yes. Well, it's true. And then there's some crackers there that just been there for a while.
Wow.
Okay, so you've been storing these at home for a month and a half.
Yes. And what I've done is, it's a tall plastic that's almost like the size of a pitcher.
Clear acrylic.
And then there's a dome cover on it. And it has now she's eating away.
The cracker.
And now,
I'm going to put them back.
Put it back. Yes, I'm going to watch you. It has a battery in the dome itself. And you might make sure you've sealed it. And now push the button down.
The gray button.
Okay, so and that'll happen until all of the air is out. And the other thing it does,
stop it.
It takes quite a while for all the air.
Well, it's a big. It depends how much. If you filled it up,
and then you say it maintains itself.
Right. So, like in the middle of the night, you might hear it go because if the air's gone out, it'll go back on. And so, but it's really a neat gadget, and it's about $35 for the 2-quart one. There's all different sizes.
And they were
really
crispy.
You know how many new potato chips you can buy for $35?
Never mind. Waste not, want not. Okay, Joe, next to you is a bowl. And with the bowl is this flat. It's like a disc. It's red. It's silicone.
And it says Rachel Ray on it, trademark.
Okay, it's a Rachel Ray top this.
So this is just like a regular...
A bowl. Just a glass bowl, round glass bowl. And you put that on the top and lift it. And
it came up. This is a pretty heavy bowl, and
it forms a suction.
It seals on it.
Yes,
but something Richard pointed out before was like, "What about when that's full?"
If this were full of something,
it doesn't matter. I've had it full of chicken stock and used it, and it's great to cover something and put it in the microwave because it's microwave safe.
So this won't be hot when you pull it out of the microwave. You don't have to touch the bowl, which would be hot.
Right. And it's got a little tab on the top of this flat disc.
And you don't have to use plastic.
No. And
there's nothing worse than trying to get that saran wrap to stay flat.
And to undo it, you just put touch the edge. And dishwasher is safe in the top shelf of the dishwasher. I love it because I store things in the refrigerator in it.
So you could go right from the microwave, put this on, pick up the bowl.
I would cool it down if the bowl's really hot before I put it in my fridge.
But then trot it right out and not have it ever exposed.
Just right from the fridge into the microwave and you're done.
Well, so that's pretty cool. How much is that?
Well, there's a set of three different sizes, about $20. Great Christmas
present.
So
the same top is used? No, you have to have three different tops, too.
Well, it depends on the size of the bowl. So,
that's pretty neat.
Yeah, I like that. I'm sending that for presents for people. Okay, it's the time of year for cooking and baking, and even if we don't do much of it the rest of the year, we cook then. So he's sticking his nose into this. I should have had something hot and steamy.
I wanted to know what the business part of this was.
Okay, so this is a double boiler. Now, you want a double boiler if you're going to melt chocolate. You put one pot into another pot of water. But this is all in one pot, and it's got a double walled. So the button that you're about to break, fussing with it, Joe.
We're going to break everything here today, Linda.
You pour water into it.
And what's the little gauge on the bottom?
Well, it tells you how much water is in the pot, around the edge of the pot. It's one pot. And it's double-walled. Double-walled, thank you.
So it saves you having to use the pot within the pot.
So what's the little latch for?
To put the water in it. So in any case, it seals it down, and you heat the water. And if you're going to melt chocolate, or if you're going to warm a sauce, if you want to keep a sauce warm, maybe you want to just defrost food. Or
make the hollandaise.
Make the hollandaise in it. But also, what I like it for, if you want to rewarm food and you walk away and it burns or something, it doesn't burn in this. So that's a cute thing. It's by Rose Levy Barenbaum. She wrote the Cake Bible. And that's about $60, but it's a very nice gift.
Yeah, okay. This will last a lifetime.
Sure will, two lifetimes. Okay, next, you've got some cookies in front of you. Bonnie.
Okay,
and what's the shape on them?
I've been eyeing those.
The shape on them. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, an octagon.
No, it's a snowflake.
Oh.
It's a snowflake, and you've got a Christmas tree. You've got a
gingerbread man. Oh, okay, I see the Christmas tree. Yes. I see the Christmas trees.
Okay, this comes from a cookie pan. It looks like a muffin tin, but it's a cookie pan. And it has little indentations. And you just drop the dough in it, and it comes out in this shape. So it's all ready for you to decorate.
And you made these for us.
I sure did.
Let me correct myself. When I said six sides, I meant a hexagon.
I wasn't going to mention that.
Thank you, Fred, but I caught it.
All right, let's go on. It's about $20 for this cookie sheet. And now we have here two pans that are kind of clicked together, and it's called a frittata pan. So here I have it. And if you want to, let's say you're making a frittata, or you're making a quesadilla, or you're making anything where you have to flip it over.
Like an omelet,
right? So you cook it in one pan, and then the other pan, you has a handle, and you hook it right in. I'm hooking it in now, and flip it over, and you cook the other side.
But the handles don't get hot? That looks a little clumsy.
No,
you can tell that's like a Calphalon thing.
And the handles do not get hot, and you have two pans in the end anyway, and they're nonstick pans. So that's good to go. It's a frittata pan, and that's $60 for the two pans.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
For two pans.
For two pans, it's not bad at all. Now, so that's my category there. Now, let's go into the category, and I call this category chopping, slicing, and dicing. And with that, we have time to do this one, just one
more?
Why
don't we go to the break?
Okay, we'll go to a break.
We're in a pledge drive. We kind of need to keep that number going out.
Well, there's a really great product in front of Bonnie that we're going to talk about when we come back from the break. Okay. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. It's our annual Kitchen Gadget Gift Show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking about my favorite kitchen gadget gifts. All the gadgets we've mentioned here and will be mentioning, they're listed on my website with photos and prices. So you go to dinnerinminutes.com and scroll to Linda's.
It's like the radio home shopping network.
There you go. Although you can't shop on my, you can just see where you can buy it.
By the way, we also want to thank those listeners who are pledging right now. We really appreciate your support of Topical Currents and the regional and local programming.
We do indeed. Thank you so much for your support.
Especially for our program here on Food News and Views.
We might need it.
Well, let's go to Bonnie. I left you in suspense. Bonnie, in front of you.
Yes.
It's some bread.
A dangerous implement.
Yes, and a knife, and it's a serrated knife. And it's called a double-edged bread knife. So go ahead and cut the bread. And by the way, just to let you know, if you cut bread or pastries, go ahead, cut, with a straight-edged knife, it'll dull the knife. So that's why you use a serrated knife.
And smush the bread or whatever you're
cutting. It cut it almost like it was going through butter, not bread.
Exactly.
But what does that mean, double-edged? It only has one serrated edge.
Okay, but inside where you can't see it is another set of serrated blades.
Oh.
And it just cuts beautifully. As you said, you don't smush the bread, and it leaves, if it's a real crusty bread, it won't, it's fewer crumbs. And I just love this. And you know what I love it for? Like, you have this hard melon, and you want to cut through a hard melon. It's really difficult. Slices right through.
What about
like
something just like tomatoes? Sometimes I find tomato skin too tough. Can you use this right in?
Absolutely perfect.
Can I have it?
No.
Okay.
Can I have it?
Okay. It's $110. It's made by Wursthof.
I want it. I want it.
It's a great double-edged knife. Okay. All right. So you have knives, and they're not sharp.
Yes.
I have a cute little sharpener here, and I'm sorry. How would you describe this? It's about the size of a
hairbrush.
There you go.
It almost looks like a lint brush.
Okay, lint brush. That's and you don't need electricity for this. It's called a Chef's Choice Pronto Pro, and it's great. The most dangerous thing in the kitchen to me is a dull knife.
That's
It'll
for
slip
sure.
and slide and really hurt you.
My knife's dull just by sitting there. I don't know what they're always dull.
Because every time you use a knife, you should draw through the honing section. Every time. Because when you use a knife, the little prongs get out of kilt. So you just draw it a few times, back and forth, through this handy little gadget. And it's great. I use it all the time. And it's about $50. It's Chef's Choice.
Oh, I didn't think it was that much.
We had the owner of that on, didn't we?
Right, there's an electric one, a professional one that I use all the time.
It's like $120 or something.
Now, Linda, you never sharpen a serrated knife, do you?
Oh, yes.
Yes, you can. You can sharpen it with the professional, with the electric one, yes.
You wouldn't want to do it on a whetstone or something like that, though.
No, you have to know. What I like about it keeps your knife at the correct angle. So you're not dulling your knife instead of sharpening them. They have to be at the right angle.
Right.
You don't have to think about it with this. Okay, let's go on. Grater. Okay. I've had several microplane graters on. This is kind of like a paddle, a little paddle. And what I like about the new ones is it has a plastic cover.
So it'll hold what you're grating.
Right, because I don't know about you, but when I'm grating cheese, it goes all over the counter.
Goes all over.
Right. Okay. Not only does it hold the cheese, but it has a measure, so you know exactly if it's 1 cup or 2 cups or whatever that you've grated. So
I
like this
one. That'd be good for ginger, too, I suppose.
What did you call it? What kind of grater?
Microplane grater.
Microplane. What does that mean?
Well, that's the manufacturer.
Oh,
That's people who make it. And it goes in the dishwasher. Because that cheese gets stuck along the little holes, and you can't get them clean without. It's very difficult. So I really like this one. It's about $17. Great little gift
That's
for someone.
Good.
All right, now you're going to chop herbs, and I have here an herb chopper. It's a one-handed herb chopper. So Bonnie, describe how
it's
looks
a
like.
Rounded triangle.
It looks like it looks a little like a horseshoe, and one of the edges is sharp. And what a great way to chop herbs.
Right. And one hand, you just roll it back and forth. And the blade is about a half circle. And the rest is just a silicone handle to hold. So that's an herb chopper. And it's only about $10. And it's really colorful. And I think it would be a great little stocking stuffer.
And where do you get that?
It looks very ergonomic, too.
Yes.
Yeah, where do you get that?
Well, at any of the major stores, and if you go to dinnerandminutes.com, it'll have all of the information
there.
Okay,
of course.
All right. Sauces and roasting. Let's say you're going to roast something for during the holidays, and you want to make a sauce, and you have that wonderful gravy in your pan. It's got a lot of fat in it. So I have a new fat separator here. And, you know, the fat separators that you have a spout at the bottom, and you kind of pour carefully, and all the fat keeps in the... But if you pour too fast, it pours out, I found, or some of the fat gets in the spout. This is one of those things that, why didn't I think of this kind of thing? So it looks like it's a regular, it's like a beaker, like a measuring cup, a big measuring cup. And at the bottom is a little hole, and there's a handle. On the handle is a
Oh, so it opens it up.
Right. It's ingenious.
So you pour, and what I like is at the top is like a sieve.
It is.
So you pour your sauce or your gravy into this, the bits and pieces of meat and have kept back, and you wait a second, and the fat goes to the top. What do? You pull on it, and out of the hole at the bottom, the sauce falls out, spills out, and then the fat, when it gets to the fat, you close it up and you're done. So that's a new kind of...
That is great.
It's called Easy Release Grease Separator. And it has a measuring cup, and it's only about $16. And I say about because if you go on the internet, you'll find various prices. So, okay, you're cooking your roast, and you need to baste it. And I'm sure most of us probably have a bulb baster.
Right.
Okay. What I like about this one is because you baste it, then you put it on your counter, you get grease all over your counter and all of that. This stands up because the bulb has a flat edge.
Oh.
So it stands up on the counter.
No, right. I didn't notice that even.
Exactly. And I like this because it comes with a brush inside so that you can actually wash it and get all the gook out of the inside of the bulb baster.
How do you manipulate the brush?
Well, you just open it up and you take the brush out.
I see.
And
I
you go
see.
Like this. And you wash it.
But when you use it, you don't have the brush.
No, you don't
it,
have the
course.
Brush.
No.
I just I just store it like that. And in it goes. And that's your bulb baster. And
boy, if we put this kind of ingenuity into world peace, we'd be in good shape.
You're right, Fred.
Okay, so that's about $10 for that one. Now, we've gone through most of them.
My favorite thing we haven't gone through that I am going to have to wrestle you for.
Well, do you want to mess around
with it? I want to mess around with it.
Please don't give it to her.
It's sitting next to me.
I got it, Linda. That's going to be hard to give it back to you now.
Okay.
Because I use this all the time.
So, but this is, I'm going into some of my all-time favorites because you have a kitchen full of gadgets and how many do you put away in the closet and you never use?
Right.
So I thought I'd bring to you some of the ones that I use all the time. And this one that Bonnie covets.
Which it sounds like you already have one.
Is, what do you mean, I already have one. You have it in your hand.
Oh, okay, that's it.
It's an aerator. Go ahead, turn it on. So, all right, you're going to, enough, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, enough. I'm so fascinated by it. It is so much better than the hand one.
Where she's going up, shaking it up and down. I've had these on before where it's a battery operated. It's got a little tiny whisk on it, and it'll foam up your milk for a latte or for a cappuccino in 20 seconds or less. But maybe, you know, you want to use it. How about some eggs? Have nice fluffy eggs before you put them in the pan.
Oh, right.
Or mixing up anything that doesn't need heavy mixing.
Now, does that mean you could use that for a latte without that steam attachment?
Yes, sure. Exactly.
Well, what you could do is...
Because those things always get clogged up.
Well, what you could do is you could warm it in the your milk in the microwave, and then take it out, right. And you'd have warm foam rather than cold foam. And this one, this year, has a stand. So... and the others haven't in the past. So you just put this in the stand and leave it by your coffee maker. Yeah. And it's good to go.
I'm not in the latte crowd. So
No, he's not going to fight you for it. It is almost Christmas and Hanukkah, though, Linda, just to remind
you. Joe, it would put a pretty good head on your beer, I'll bet.
Okay. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and it's our annual Kitchen Gadget gift program. I just love this. It's so much fun to look at all these gadgets. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer and we're talking about my favorite kitchen gadget gifts. And all the gadgets we've been mentioning here are going to be listed on my website with photos and prices. Just go to dinnerandminutes.com and scroll to Linda's blog. They'll all be there. So, Fred Tasker, I suppose we have some wine gadgets this year?
Yes, we do. The wine gadgets are a very popular thing to give as holiday gifts to wine lovers, especially if you can't afford to give them the kind of wine you'd like to. The problem is that a lot of them are kind of silly. So I've gone through the catalogs here and tried to come up with some wine gadgets that are truly practical and actually useful.
Some of them are almost like golf gadgets. Or...
Yeah, that's right. It's just something to spend money on and then put in a drawer. But here, first, for $19.95, you can buy a pair of gadgets called StopAirs. It's S-T-O-P-A-I-R-S, one word. And this is when you have a part of a bottle of wine left after dinner, if you do. I mean, I never do, but if you do, you insert one of these into the mouth of the bottle, and it acts as a bottle stop. But it also lets you pump the air out of the bottle to keep the wine fresh a few days. And it's just manual, so it's really very nifty.
And it works, because Joe got me one once.
Oh, really? I'm
yes.
glad to hear that.
Yes, yeah. They work.
And it's just like that potato chip thing, only it's for wine. And you can get this at soirehome.com. That's S-O-I-R-E-E-H-O-M-E.com.
That would be interesting to make a vacuum one the way we have here. But anyway, go ahead, Fred.
Yeah. Okay, the next gadget is really clever. It's actually a new app for your phone that lets you plug in your wine preferences, red or white. It kind of interviews you. Whether you want wine to go with beef or fish and how much you want to pay and that sort of thing. And it guides you to the right wine and the nearest store that sells it.
Wow.
But then once you try the wine, you go back to the app and you rate the wine as good or bad. And the app learns your preferences and actually gets better over time at choosing wines that you would actually like.
Kind of scary.
And yeah. Is this an app for like the iPhone, you mean?
Yeah, that's right. Smartphone,
okay.
That kind of thing.
Smartphone.
It's called WinePoint, spelled W-I-N-E-P-O-Y-N-T, and you find it at winepoint.com, and it's $4.99 a year, so it's pretty reasonable. The next one, you know how when you wash wine glasses, you never know whether to put them mouth down or stem down to dry? Well, here's a very practical answer. It's the Architect Air Dry Wine Glass Drying System. This is a metal stand with four soft fingers to hold the wine glasses upside down over the counter so they'll drip dry without spotting. It's a good idea, and it's only $13. So there you go to Amazon.com and then on to wine accessories. And finally, here's the perfect gift for the really serious wine fan. It's a regular Waiter's Friend style corkscrew, but it costs $150 because of its top quality. So you skip all the fancy-schmancy table-mounted four-part show-off wine openers and go to this absolutely simplest one. It's a serious lifetime tool, and it's made by Jean Dubost Laguiole, spelled L-A-G-U-I-O-L-E. And it's stainless steel, and it has a handle layered with staghorn and a serrated knife to cut the foil. A lot of them don't have serrated knives, but it's hard to cut a foil without that. And if you give this to your wine friend, they'll know that you really get them. You can find this at wineenthusiast.com.
Fred, I saw a gadget the other day. Maybe you know about it. I don't know how to explain it exactly. It's if you can't decant your wine by pouring it into, you know, a decanter. It
right.
aerates it. It's this little thing that it's kind of maybe 5 inches high, and it aerates the wine. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, you put it. You pour the wine through it.
Yes,
we've tested that on air.
Oh, okay.
Fred, what did you?
If
think
I
of
remember
it?
Right, yeah. Linda felt she could tell a difference, and I was a little more doubtful. Is that right, Linda?
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people are doubtful about it. It does.
Well, anything
aerate the
that
wine.
Puts air into the wine will soften the tannins and,
yes.
and the acids and that kind of thing. So you could probably do the same thing by just kind of splashing it into a carafe or something.
Okay.
But then you wouldn't have a gadget, would you?
Right, right.
But it's a nice gadget. It's cute. It's very
it is.
Nice. Right. Okay, Fred, thank you so much. Okay,
sure.
It's dinner in minutes time. So maybe you have no time for food shopping during these busy seasons. So how about this salsa shrimp with broccoli rice? Now, I like to keep frozen shrimp on hand because you can defrost it in just about less than 5 minutes in a bowl of water, running water. Run water through the bowl, and the shrimp will defrost right away. And then you keep a bottle of tomato salsa on hand. You have some rice and some frozen broccoli, and you're good to go for this no-fuss dinner. So all you do is you toss the shrimp in the right, by peeled shrimp, and you toss it with the salsa in a sauté pan, And when the shrimp turns pink, you're done.
Did you say salsa?
Salsa.
Okay.
Yes. You could mild, hot, spicy, whatever you'd like. And they'll, only a few minutes, they'll continue to, the shrimp continue to cook off the heat. And then in another pot, you cook the rice, according to package instructions, and put frozen broccoli in it. And you've got it like a 10-minute meal. And you don't have to go food shopping for it. That complete recipe and photo, that's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. All right, so before the break, we were talking about my all-time favorites. And I've got some more here.
I thought Fred was your all-time favorite.
Yeah.
No, it's both of you. And I have to include Bonnie now.
That's
so
right.
I've got three all-time favorites. How about that?
Your favorite gadgets.
Yeah, all of you, my favorite gadgets. All right, let's go on to my other all-time favorite gadgets. All right, so I've mentioned so many times, how do you know when meat's done? And, you know, there's this finger test, and if it's this soft and that soft, it never works for me. I'm never quite sure. So you end up cutting into the meat to see if it's done. Then there's the instant read thermometers. And I find sometimes these aren't that accurate. They lose their accuracy. Some of them have an ability to recalibrate them. And that doesn't work. But I found one that does work. And it recalibrates in no time flat. And it's called the Pro Accurate Thermometer. I've had it for several years. I use it all the time. Why I like this one is that it's very easy to recalibrate it. Just sitting in your drawer or using it will lose the calibration on an instant read thermometer. So you get a glass of water and put ice in it. So it's ice water. You take the thermometer and you plunge it into the ice water and you just push a little button on it that says Cal for calibrate. And once it hits 32 degrees, it's calibrated. That's it. And it really works very well. So I like that. And it's about $20. It's made by CD, like in dog, CDN Pro Accurate. And just 6 or 7, 8 seconds and you've got a calibrated thermometer. Okay, and other thing that I like in the kitchen are tongs. These are, you know, how would you describe a tong? It's a handle, it's spring loaded, and it acts like your hands when you want to turn something.
Right.
But I like these because they've got a nonstick silicone end to it.
Oh.
And so you can use them in any kind of pan. Caveat here. I also use it to hold the meat while I'm slicing meat, but I also sliced off the tongue, the silicone part of it. But I really do like these. They're OXO nonstick tongs, and they're only about $13. So there's several of mine. Do I have time for just one more?
A quickie.
Okay, here's a quickie. Again, silicone. You know, your silicone gloves, oven gloves. They're the big ones, and they're kind of stiff and hard to use. These are short, and they just fit on your hand. Now, if you use a cloth oven glove and you dip it into something hot, that heat will be transferred to your hands, but it won't be with this. And I just love them. I use them all the time. And they go in the dishwasher to be washed. And those are by Leque. It's LEQUE, Silicone Kitchen Grip Gloves. They're about $20. And I think I'm out of time.
Well, I think so, too.
Great gadgets.
Remember, this is our pledge period here on WLRN, and we urge our listeners to support the regional and local programs such as Topical Currents. We've been doing this over 14 years.
Coming up to our birthday.
With Linda, yes, and Fred. And we certainly want to thank you for supporting Topical Currents. And Bonnie, I'll come back and close. We are going to be going to a pledge drive, a little pledge period right now.
Right, and we encourage you to support local programming and Topical Currents. And
Food News and Views
and
segment.
Food, yes. News and Views, and the number is 1-866-247-9576.
And thanks for listening. And for those who pledged during our program, we give heartfelt appreciation. Our producer is Richard Ive. Technical direction from Michael Stock and Paul Leary is online producer. Again, our pledge line, 1-866-247-9576. Online, support us at WLRNradio.org. Perhaps this is the time to make your very first support of public radio. Tomorrow at 1, it's Ed Bell and the South Florida Arts Beat. Monday, it's Bonnie Berman and I with our popular Members Only edition. Members are invited to call in with your testimonials. And to today's calendar, on this day in 1932, 80 years ago, the birth of boxing promoter Don King in Cleveland. His career began as a numbers racketeer. And on this day in 1947, 65 years ago, President Harry Truman dedicates Everglades National Park at Everglades City, Florida. Presiding was newspaper editor John Pennekamp. Pennekamp Park. And one more, on this day in 1973, 39 years ago, Congressman Gerald Ford is sworn in as the first unelected vice president in U.S. history. Vice President Spiro Agnew had resigned under indictment. 1-866-247-9576. WLRNradio.org. And we leave with a thought from Harry Truman in his remarks at the Everglades dedication, quote, "In this park we shall preserve tarpon, trout, pompano, bear, deer, crocodiles, and rare birds of great beauty. We shall protect hundreds of wildlife which might otherwise soon be extinct. The benefits our nation will derive from this dedication will outlast the youngest of us." This is Joseph Cooper, along with Bonnie Berman. Thanks for making public radio your companion today. Stay tuned now for the Talk of the Nation.